This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up.
Asian wide hits.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John show here on Asian Pop Radio.
It is.
Talk about being slow.
But I'm not going to sing.
Thursdays, being slow.
Yes, today we are dedicating the whole 60 minutes of this radio program to a girl group that we know and love.
Ready? Wait, this is actually really cringy and I don't like it.
I don't know where we were going with that.
Your face is like,
yes, we are dedicating the show to 21 because they recently went their own ways and we're a little bit devo, but we are going to come back for it for 60 minutes of fun times and we're all going to enjoy some 21 hits together.
Every time we have a time with 21, it's always a good time.
Yeah.
Time.
It's for anyone.
The music featuring today will be some 21.
Yeah.
Later on, we have obviously the news update, then more 21.
Yeah, we'll be speaking to some people that love 21.
And then we're going to play more 21.
Yeah.
We're going to have an interview.
No, we might. I don't think Mo's free. I think she's fishing, but we'll talk about what Mo's doing.
Then we'll play some 21.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to play some solo stuff. Obviously, CL's gone her own way a few times. CL and Minzy went, you know, did pair it up somewhere down the track. So we'll do a few different things. We'll speak to some of our Asian Pop crew, Asian Pop Radio crew who love 21. Especially our number one fan of 21 as part of our group, Paul, our Thai Pop specialist, who we haven't spoken to. Oh, look, I got a message from Jasmine Soko. Isn't that nice?
What did she say? Let me see.
That would be awesome, actually. Thanks so much. It's nice when you ask someone to do something and you're like, oh, is it asking too much? And they like it.
Is when you go, do my selfies repulse you?
Oh, she sent a little thumb up. Isn't that nice?
She's probably like, do my selfies repulse you, Jasmine?
Yeah.
Yes, please stop. That would be nice, Jason.
Jasmine is going to be on our show tomorrow. She's a Singaporean artist. We can't wait. But for now, we're going to get to our first exciting 21 track, which is
Scream.
That's the second one.
It's gotta be you then. Do you see what I did?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
It's called Saving Myself.
All right, Asian Pop Radio. That was 21 with It's Gotta Be You.
Now, do you think it was gotta be 21?
Yes, I did.
If 21 was still together,
yeah.
How long do you think they would be together?
Well, that's an absurd question.
No,
because they're
like,
not.
Continuing with their side projects as well as coming back and working together.
Right.
Do you think they would last another 10 years?
I think they'll be back. I don't think there's animosity there, is there? I don't think it's like they've expired, they've gone past their potential. I think we're going to see them come back for an album or two here or there.
I think what happened was everyone was ready to follow their own path.
Yeah.
But
Minji.
And you called Sandara.
You called her Minji last week.
Yeah, her name is Minji.
Yeah, Sandra, she's got her
Sandara
own.
Sandara Park.
She's got her own side projects.
Yeah, Philippines.
We all know about that.
And Pop Bomb.
No, we love them. We love them all and we hope they do get back together, but we are going to be just like hanging on everything they do for their solo projects, right? So we're going to hear a couple of those former solo projects, including a song that G-Dragon and CL did together featuring Diplo. That was produced by one known as Skillrex.
You spelled his name wrong.
I did.
You purposely did it.
I put a hyphen in there
Skrillex.
So I didn't get it wrong.
No, it's Skrillex. 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 Skrillex.
I think I go a little bit blind when I read Skrillex. I don't know what happens. News headlines. Thank you.
Hi, this is Barry Bissell, and this is Asian Pop Radio, on air and online across the country.
Daily Express Pop Update. News in 90 seconds.
Hi, Siobhan Stolzner with what's happening in the world of Asian pop today. Superstar Chinese actor Andy Lau is being treated in hospital after a horse riding accident on set. Lau was filming a commercial in Thailand and is said to have fractured his pelvis. While friends and family say he is making a speedy recovery, medical opinion thinks he'll need 8 to 9 months for a full recovery. We wish him a speedy recovery. Today sees Big Bang rapper Top and JYJ's Junsu enter for their mandatory reporting for the army. Junsu may be glad of this as he has been receiving some harsh criticism regarding the sale of a hotel he privately owned, including non-payments to staff. While the hotel did release a statement saying everything was okay and is above board, seems some netizens are still trying to stir trouble for him. Fans will be waiting and counting the days to welcome both back. Controversy is surrounding Boys 24 with member Hua Young having been caught saying some very unflattering things about the group's fans. He was heard to say he hated being called oppa and hated high-touch events, just a few of his nicer comments. He has been stood down from attending a fan event on Friday while decisions are being made about his career. That's what's making news today in the world of Asian pop. Your news today was written by Cassandra Brodsell and presented by me, Siobhan Stolz. Now, download our Asian Pop Radio app now to stream Asia-wide hits 24/7 or subscribe to our podcast for interviews and other content on demand. Full details at asianpopradio.com. Now here's another Asia-wide hit on Asian Pop Radio.
That was...
Scream!
21 on our 21 Scream. Special. We love 21, and that's why we're dedicating 60 minutes to them today.
Yes.
Yes.
A lot of twos.
Yes, that is correct. If you would like to interact with us a little bit more,
yes,
you can go to asianpopradio.com and you can download our app to hear Asian-wide hits 24/7.
Yes, we can.
Kind of like Pop Asia, but not.
Yes.
Just a bit different.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Free.
Yes.
Anytime you want it. Good.
Good.
Clear?
Yeah.
Good. You can just listen via the website.
Yep.
Or you can see our latest podcasts.
Yeah.
So latest podcast is there, your news in 90 seconds every day, and our latest podcast of the Janae and Jay John Show.
It looks like we're really, like, just bringing out new stuff for Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah, there's a lot of new stuff happening.
Our new podcast. Well, it's not new. It's
just I'm wearing a new T-shirt.
It's refurbished.
I have a story about this T-shirt. So I bought it in a really nice...
Go ahead. Please tell me. I have enough time in my life to waste on your stories.
It's my T-shirt.
Yeah, okay, your T-shirt.
It's a really nice shop that I like called Pull and Bear. I don't think we've got them here.
No.
But there's like one in Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, whatever. Yeah, it's... Oh, but then you're going to see my gut. Feel it.
I don't know, you just...
It feels nice, yeah? It's nice and...
It feels okay.
But the thing is, I went to the checkout rack because that's where I usually go before I look at anything else. And there were some great T-shirts there. And then I picked up this one. I really like this T-shirt. And the price is right because it's on the checkout rack.
The price is right.
And when I picked it up and kind of shook it a bit to look at it, it's like dust went everywhere. And I'm like, holy crap. And I literally like flick the T-shirt in this really fancy looking shop. It was a nice shop, right? The nice clothes, expensive stuff in some of the shop. And there was just dust going everywhere. I'm like, I've never gone into a shop before and flicked a T-shirt so much dust has come out of it. Have you ever had that going into a shop?
No.
Dusty T-shirt.
No.
I still bought it.
No.
It was cheap. It was a good price. I washed it. It's okay now. That's my story.
A little bit. A little bit. But Asian Pop Radio will be doing more
T-shirt
giveaways. And more prizes to be won.
More prizes.
We won't tell you what's coming up next, but we're going to tell you that this year we've made a New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
That is
to give away more stuff.
Yeah.
Giving is for the greater good of mankind.
Yes.
Yeah. So keep watching us and following us.
Tell your friends about us because your burp is so smelly.
Did I burp
again?
Holy
heck.
Did I burp?
No, it literally went.
Was it the burp from before?
Yeah, and it just went into my nostril.
Wow.
And it smelted really melted.
It smelted, huh?
I think my brain has melted.
Yeah, I think it did. It is getting to the
but
end of the
week.
But
tell your friends because that means if your friends know, then you have more chances to win more prizes.
I have something to tell you about next week. This isn't like a prize, but it is giving people something that they want. Asia Pop 30, right? You're familiar with Asia Pop 30?
Of course
it's
I
like
am.
It's like Asia's biggest radio countdown hosted by Dom Lau.
Hey, Dom Lau.
Dom Lau. Well, there's a very good chance that next week we will be interviewing Dom Lau of Asia Top 30.
Shut the front
door. How freaking cool
is
that?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've wanted to talk to him for a very long time.
Oh my my
he
God.
He is like the voice of Asia. He is incredible.
All of Asia
hangs out with heaps of like K-pop and J-pop stars and just stars in like musicians from worldwide that are, you know, in Asia for concerts and stuff. So we're going to talk all about what that's about. And really cool, like, you know, if you wanted to listen to Asia Pop 30 in the past, you would have had to go to like, you know, a radio station streaming from Asia, like, you know, 987 FM in Singapore or something like that. But it's actually now available in Australia on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh my God.
How cool is that?
Oh my God.
So you can actually tune in anytime and listen to it. Pretty cool.
That is so awesome.
So we'll be talking to him next week, amongst other things and other people. Yes. Can't wait for that. And don't forget Jasmine Sokko tomorrow from Singapore.
How exciting.
Yeah, there you go. Don't we support Asia-wide things?
Should we go into the next track?
I think we should. Is it going to be 21?
Do you love me?
Huh?
Do you love me?
Asian Pop Radio.
Do you love me? 21. No surprise there on today's show. Fire. Yep.
And before that,
on
Skrillex.
The Jeanette and Jay John show here on. Let me finish. Let me finish.
Yeah.
Let me finish.
Yeah. Yep.
It's already finished. I'm just telling you off.
Cool. Our 21 special today.
Yes.
Celebrating the work, the life, the times of 21.
The good and the bad.
Minji.
The sad.
CL. Sandara Park.
Sandara
the other one.
Park. Bomb. She always eats corn and she called Top an alien.
Yeah.
Because one time he was eating a banana, just looked at his stylist and went, banana, and then walked out.
Right.
True story, true story.
Yeah, I like your story. Now, Jeanette, as I said earlier on, there is one person in the Asian Pop Radio crew that is a bigger fan of 21 than anyone. It is Paul, and he's on the line. Hi, Paul.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Paul, do you know what? I feel like I sense that you're a little bit tired.
Yeah.
Is that because you're a working man now and life's, you know, just getting away from you? It's very hard to get the energy to work.
Yeah. I've been like working a lot, you know, like I haven't got like free time, but
Where are you working now, Paul?
I work at a Thai restaurant.
Nice.
So, like, you know, like, one of how, like, serving people and sometimes, like, in the kitchen, like, in the hand or something like that.
Wow. Do you cook some as well? Do you cook some of the dishes?
No. I'm just, like, helping, like, cook, like, you know, like, just the entree, but not the main food.
Wow. Yeah. So, what's everyone's favorite dish at your Thai restaurant, Paul?
Well, favorite dish.
Yeah. What does everyone buy a lot? I'm assuming pad thai, right?
Yeah, pad thai is very popular, and I like the tom yum goong soup as well. You know, like the spicy prawn soup.
Yeah. Yummy. Yeah,
like, Lily doesn't like it, but everyone else does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Paul, I have a question for you. Something that's always confused me about Thai food. What is the difference between pad thai, so P-A-D?
Yeah.
And pud thai, P-U-D.
Well, I never heard of the P-U-D pud before.
Because sometimes I go to a restaurant, sometimes I go to a Thai restaurant, and it's pad thai, not pad thai.
Yeah, in my restaurant, it's spelled P-A-D, so
right.
pad thai. Yeah.
So what's more popular in the pad thai? Is it the tofu version or the chicken version?
I like the chicken version.
Yeah.
I thought so,
Paul. Now, Paul, how are you feeling about 21 disbanding? Are you still sad?
Yeah, I am still sad, you know, because they are my favorite girl group of all time, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you think, like, who do you think is going to have the most success as a solo artist?
The solo artist, I think CL will be successful with her solo artist because she's been working on her US album, yeah?
Yeah.
And
yes.
I think she'll do well in that one, yeah.
The first single release, we loved it here, but, like, it wasn't hugely successful for her, was it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's not as successful yet.
Yeah, maybe they just need some time to get to know CL. What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, that's right. They need to build, like, you know, like more relationship with the artist, and yeah, I think so, yeah.
So, Paul, what's your favorite thing about 21?
Well, I like 21 because they stand out from others Korean girl group, like they have this like powerful song and like powerful dance. Like they not usually like do the cute concept, like girly concept like other girl group. They like powerful for a female group, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Except for Lollipop, that was pretty cute.
Yeah, but that one is like featuring Big Bang, so yeah.
But they just did that for money, didn't they? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Which I would do too if I could. If someone wanted to give me money, I'd sing about lollipops.
Yeah.
Okay, and so what's your favorite 21 song of all time, Paul?
21 song, my favorite. Yeah. I would have to say I Am The Best.
Yeah.
I Am The Best.
Yeah. The only song that we decided not to play today.
Because we already know that they're the best. That's why. We already know.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Paul? Because you love her so much, I think we're going to play CL's song, The Baddest Female, for you. How's that?
Okay. That's okay. Thank you.
Because you're the baddest Paul that we know. In a good way. In a good way.
Yeah, that's right. Bad meaning good and meaning bad. Right?
And Paul, I think from next week, we should start talking about Thai pop again. What do you reckon?
Oh, yes. I've been like away for so long. I got like some new Thai song for you guys. So, yeah.
Great. Yeah, we need some new Thai pop, I think. I think that's a good thing, Paul. So let's catch up every week on the Jeanette and Jay John show.
Yeah, sure. That's great. Yeah, be happy.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jay.
Pop Radio. This is the Jeanette and Jay John show on Asian Pop Radio. That was CL and Minzy with Please Don't Go as part of our 21 special.
Tribute.
Please Don't Go. It's a bit too late to be pleading for them to go because they're gone. They've left the building, but that's okay.
We've accepted it.
We can still enjoy their stuff from time to time, right? Do we have someone on the line, Jeanette?
Yes, we do. Who is on the line? A special girl.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's a bit hot up here in Sydney.
Is it? How hot is it there today?
Oh, it reached about 39.7 degrees.
Wow.
Very precise.
Were there a lot of people complaining today, Katie?
My whole family complained.
Oh, do they?
Stuck in front of a fan.
Yeah. Well, how does your family generally go with the heat of New South Wales?
We don't deal with it very well.
Yeah.
We're all British, so we're used to much colder climates.
Well, that's it. I mean, the heat waves that happened in the UK some years ago, you know, when it got to 30, it was all sorts of strife for people, wasn't it?
I look at 30 degrees now and I kind of laugh.
Yeah, so you've climatized, right?
A little bit, but when it reaches around 40, it's still not nice.
Do you like dry and hot or do you like it when it's a bit more muggy?
Like humid.
I prefer dry hot.
Yeah. Today was quite muggy for us as well, I have to say. Like, and it's not fun with the, if you know, in Melbourne, if the cool change comes through you at night and it's a nice wind, then you're okay. But if it doesn't come, then the house just stays hot the whole time.
Not fun.
Yeah, you know, they say that when you've only got the weather to talk about, you've got some problems with your friendships. But we would like to know what else you've been working on, Katie. How have you been keeping yourself busy?
Well, I've been having quite a busy summer holiday. At the start of it, I performed at the Matsuri. And recently I've been working on a new song, which I'm hoping to finish recording soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So what's the new song about? Can you give us a sneak peek?
Well, it's kind of a Halloween-y theme.
Oh.
So there's a lot of strings involved and it's quite dramatic.
It's quite early in the year to have a Halloween track out.
It is, but I had a sudden stroke of inspiration and if I didn't write it down at that point, I would have forgotten it.
Well, there you go. I mean, you won't be competing with a heap of other songs about Halloween then, will you?
Nah.
Yeah, that would be later in the year. Now, 21, obviously sad news for 21 fans. You're a fan of 21 yourself?
Yes, of course. It was the first K-pop group I actually really listened to a lot. Alongside Big Bang, they were my first girl group.
Right. Well, good selection there, Big Bang and 21, I think. You covered both sides of the equation, didn't you?
Yeah.
YG would be proud. And what's been your favorite 21 song?
Oh, my favorite 21 song was probably Missing You.
Okay.
Because they often do a lot of upbeat tracks and they're quite used to having powerful vocals. But missing you sort of brought out a more sensitive side to 21.
Right,
they really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was a little bit different. I mean, their last track that they released a couple of weeks ago, Goodbye, is quite a low, you know, what do you call it?
Sentimental,
yeah. That's good enough, yeah.
Yeah, I felt the similarities there. And it's probably why Goodbye, I bought it immediately as soon as I heard it.
Oh, yeah, and a nice nostalgic track as well. I mean, but then, between that and the Wonder Girls song a week before, Thank You For Being So Wonderful, like, I just feel like everyone's wrapping up. But it's nice for them to have a little bit of appreciation for their fans, isn't it?
Yes, it's definitely nice to at least have sort of a goodbye track rather than just ending and having sort of this sudden sharp adjustment for all the fans.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're not going to say goodbye just yet because we're going to play one of their more upbeat songs, 21 with Can't Nobody. How do you think that sounds?
Oh, that's a really good song.
I think so. It's really upbeat, yeah?
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, but then we'll go with goodbye at the end just to, like, bring it down a notch.
Sounds good.
Take everyone up, bring them down.
All right, Katie, well, hope we can talk to you a little bit more often. I know we've been bad friends. We haven't had you on as much as we should have. Travesty.
Okay.
Well, make sure you say hi to everyone. Say hi to your mum for us.
Yeah, definitely.
Because she is a big K-pop fan, that one.
We sing along in the car together.
Hey, that's good. All right, Katie, thanks for joining us on the Jeanette and Jay John Show.
Thank you.
21, can't nobody hold them down.
No, they can't.
Nobody
they
can. Held them down. Nobody did.
No, they move freely, and which is why they've moved on now. Yeah. But I hope you've enjoyed our 21 show today. It was our pleasure.
Sad.
It is sad, but it's kind of nice to listen back to the hits and remember the good times that we've had.
The good times.
So next, I mean, we're generally doing this on the Thursday show. Next week, who do you think we should dedicate a whole day to?
GOT7.
Oh, yes, that's right. We said that, isn't it?
My obsession with GOT7.
Right, GOT7 next week. Let's make it happen. Tomorrow,
you know what we should do, actually?
What?
BTS versus GOT7.
Oh, like one each.
Yeah.
Oh, but we didn't have a BTS song that long ago, a BTS show that long ago.
Yeah, well, BTS versus GOT7.
Okay, cool. We'll make it happen. Yeah. You can plan that show. Well, I want to make sure you get to play all the songs you like.
Yes.
Cool. That's it for today, but Jasmine Soko will be with us, Singaporean musician,
tomorrow.
Make sure you tune in. You can do that via AsianPopRadio.com. Just stream us from the website or download our app. The button's right there. If you go to our Facebook page, fb.com/AsianPopRadio, there's a button there.
Yep.
And it says...
Turn notifications on.
But there's also a button that says use app, so you can download an app from the Facebook page as well if you're trying to find us. And you can subscribe to our podcast feed on iTunes. So
rate
many ways to listen to
review.
Us. Thank you, Jeanette.
Thank you, Jing John.
Oh, these headphones.
You know who
we
should thank next?
I wish we could afford some better headphones.
Yeah. We're going to thank Trav.
For the top 10 countdown, which is coming up
now.